You are listening to the Horse Radio Network, part of the equine network family.
What a beautiful day for horses in the morning.
You are listening to the number one horse podcast in the world. Here is your entertaining look at the horse world and the people in it.
Well, good Friday morning, everybody. I am Glenda Geek in Ocala, Florida.
And I'm Jamie Jennings in Norman, Oklahoma. You're listening to Horses in the Morning on the Horse Radio Network for Friday, May 30th, episode 3701, brought to you by Kentucky Performance Products. Good morning, horse people.
It's Friday, and another weekend of riding is a few short hours away. Jamie and Glenn are here to help you make it through the day with some fun guests and some really bad ads. Enjoy the show.
Well, thank you for joining us on this Friday morning. We're going to continue our slog through the breeds of the alphabet, and we're coming up to the letter J. We had to get a little creative with the letter J. So we're doing the Mammoth Jack.
Nice. I was thinking jumper, like...
Yeah, I mean, you know, so we got creative. That's the prerogative we have. It's our show. So Dr. Amy McLean is joining us today. She's been on before talking about mules and donkeys and things. She's a terrific guest, and I'm just glad to have an excuse to have her back, actually. And we're going to do some horse-related robot news. I have horses and tech today, which with some bizarre stories. A fun recipe that I came across yesterday, we tried it, and then we have winners in this month's Really Bad Ads. And then the Auditor Post Show. What are we talking about the post show?
Well, I just this crazy place in Oklahoma City that I went to dinner last night. It was amazing.
All right. We'll talk
but like
about
a
that.
Whole story. There's a whole story.
Okay, good, good. And if you guys hear rumbling while I'm doing the show, they're still working on, now they're working on the driveway at the property next door, and they have this steamroller that has a vibrator built into it. It's a full-size, full-road steamroller, and it has a vibrator built in, and the whole house shakes when they use it. So it's shaking right now.
Rumbling in your world is different than the rumbling in mine, because, oh my God, enough with the storms.
Right, exactly. I thought we were having an earthquake the first time they used it. Actually, two properties away, the lady texted me and said, what's going on? Are we having an earthquake? I said, no, it's a neighbor's steamroller. So that's how much it vibrates the ground. Crazy.
An earthquake in Florida. Oh my God, you guys would be in trouble.
Yeah, that just add to our collection of things. Auditor Debbie posted this, and I thought it was interesting from a recent survey. It's the number of horses by county in the United States. And if you were to have guessed, which county in the United States would you have guessed would have had the most number of horses?
Which county? I don't even know any counties.
Okay. So a state. All right. Just guess a state that the county would be in. What would you have guessed first?
Okay. Are you talking Fayette County in Lexington, Kentucky?
It's on the list, but it's not the top. It's number four.
Okay.
And actually,
Marion County in Ocala. I do know that one as well.
That's number one. We are number one for the number of horses. It's 23,000 horses in Marion County.
Good God.
Yeah. Second on the list is LaGrange County, Indiana, with almost 20,000 horses. Apache County, Arizona. Where is Apache County? Do you know?
Arizona? I have no idea. That sounds like potentially a reservation type location.
Yeah, 18,000 there. Fayette County, 15,000. So, you know the battle between Kentucky, between Ocala and Lexington, and who's the horse capital of the world? If we go by number of horses.
Oh, you mean that time that y'all like started taking all the horses from Kentucky and moved them down to Florida and then called yourself the horse capital
of the world? Yes, apparently by number of horses, we win. Parker County, Texas is number five with 12,000. Lancaster County, Pennsylvania, where I grew up, only because of the Amish. You know, they all have horses. God, the whole house is shaking. Is 12,000. It's disconcerting. Bourbon County, Kentucky, which is beside Fayette, is 11,000. Another one in Arizona, Navajo County. Do the Native Americans have a ton of horses?
Yes, they do.
They do? Okay. Denton County, Texas. I would have thought Texas would have been higher on the list, actually. And 10,000. And then Grayson County, Texas, with 10,000. So I just thought that was interesting that Marion County wins. Ha ha.
Wait, hold on. Marion County is in Ocala, yes. But then you've also got Fayette with 15.6 and Bourbon County, which are literally right next door, and they're both still in Lexington with 11.2. I think if you do the math, it's pretty close there, boss.
And Marion County is huge. It's enormous. It's like the size of Rhode Island. So, I mean, it is a big county.
Yeah, I'm calling BS on this.
So that's why they've agreed to be tie, because I think we're pretty much tie. Yeah. So anyway, there's your latest stats. Let's do some daily winnies.
Happy birthday, happy birthday, happy, happy birthday to you.
We have three auditors with birthdays this weekend: Megan Clark, Jennifer Taylor, and Holly Pryor. Happy birthday to all of you.
I need the birthday sounder too.
Oh, happy birthday again.
Happy birthday, happy birthday, happy, happy birthday to you.
Oh, Chili. I think it's only fair that my son gets his very own standalone happy birthday. Tomorrow, my son turns 12 years old. Does that make you feel old, Glenn?
That makes me feel really old.
Yeah.
Because I knew him before he was born.
Exactly. And also, in the fun of having children, so when I got married, Glenn, I got married on Memorial Day weekend, okay? Which made a lot of people mad because hotels are more expensive or whatever. I didn't care. Got married on the beach in St. Augustine on Memorial Day weekend. And I told my husband, I'm like, here's what's awesome. For the rest of our life, right around Memorial Day is our anniversary, and we're going to be able to have like a 3-day weekend to wherever we want to go for every Memorial Day. And then boom, I pop out a kid like 2 days later, years later, of course. But yeah, so pretty much every Memorial Day is dedicated to my child. So a happy 15-year anniversary to my dear sweet husband, Chad. Oh my gosh.
So you
15
got,
years.
Happy anniversary to you both. You got married right before we started the show, like right before.
Yeah, I got married May 29th, and we started the show the following November 1st.
Wow. And then, yeah. So it was 3 years then till you had a baby.
I guess. Yeah. I don't know. It was like, it was a give or take up or down kind of situation. So who knew? I was like not sold on the whole baby making process, but
no, she was not.
Glad I did it.
There were a lot of discussions before the show about babies. So definitely.
No, I don't know if I'm really up for this.
Shocked the hell out of me.
One of my favorite things my mother ever said to me, she goes, wow. Of all people to be a good mother, I never thought it would be you.
Oh, my God. Oh, my
Thanks,
God.
Mom.
Oh, my God. And now, look, you have a straight-A student. What the heck?
I know. Hey, by the way, Anna got her grades.
Yeah.
And did you know they rank students?
You mentioned that, and it blew me away. In the world where everybody gets a participation ribbon, that happens. Only in Oklahoma.
I can't believe they did that. But
did they rank everybody? So you know if you're bottom of the class?
So there's 593 students in the junior class at Norman North Public High School.
We had like 150.
Yeah. This is a ginormous high school. So 593 people. We got her report card back yesterday. She was really concerned about her grade in meteorology, but she ended up getting an A in media. I mean, you have to take meteorology if you're in Oklahoma, right? She came back ranked number one of 593 students.
Oh, my God.
Isn't that crazy?
And then she has to redo the year next year because Germany doesn't count it?
Germany does not count the
Even
American
though she was number one, she should
education.
Get to skip 2 years.
I know. You'd think she would be able to, but unfortunately, no, she's got to go do it again. She's like, okay, well, now I got to go back to high school in Germany where I have to work hard again.
That's funny. So do they post this list or is it only in your report card where you see your ranking?
I don't know. I don't know. It just came up, but she was like, it was all the grades and then her rank out of how many? 500 and something. 93.
That's amazing.
Or something. I know.
For a girl whose English is a second language.
And I have taken her out of so much school. Yeah. We have traveled. We have gone to Kentucky. She did my 2-week clinic here where she missed 2 weeks.
I guess they couldn't bitch about it. She was number one.
I mean, come at me, bro. Let's go.
That's amazing. Do her parents know that? That must be thrilling for them,
well,
too.
You guys, they arrive tomorrow. So actually, they arrived a couple of days ago and have been driving around Texas, like taking in the sights of Texas, I guess.
The hailstorms and
all the fun weather Texas has had. They've been involved in that. And then they arrive here tomorrow where we'll have dinner and I'll get to meet her parents for the first time. And they're going to stay for a couple of days. And then she takes off and they're going to go travel the country, I guess, for another couple weeks and then head home.
Will they be there on Monday morning?
I don't know.
If they are, I'll have to get all three of them on the post show. We'll chat with them.
I'm sure you'd love that, but we'll see. Okay. I don't know.
Speaking of Texas weather, did you see Austin? The foot and a half of hail they had?
Oh, my God. I mean, it's been hailing here. This whole, middle part of the country has just been getting hammered this month, but I think I saw it looked like snow.
It looked
right?
like snow, like a foot of snow. They were shoveling it with shovels. It was so thick.
Oh my gosh.
It's just crazy. Texas has been getting hammered. Anyway, I stumbled across something yesterday before we get to our guest. I have a couple of things. I was watching Reels. I couldn't sleep. You know, I've been on, and you guys probably can tell because I've been talking fast. I was on a second round of steroids. Fortunately, that's ending because I really want to sleep sometime. So I was watching Reels, going through Reels. You know how you do. And I came across this guy who said, why did I never know about this recipe? I never knew about this recipe. And I'm going to show you how to do it. It's so easy. It's two ingredients. And I went, okay, show me this. Ice cream bread. Have you ever heard of ice cream bread?
No.
Okay. So he used strawberry ice cream. You can use any ice cream. You could use chocolate chip ice cream. You could use any ice cream you wanted. Caramel ice cream, whatever. You take a cup and a half of ice cream, any flavor. We used strawberry yesterday. We tried this. A cup and a half of self-rising flour. You soften the ice cream in a microwave. You mix it together well. I recommend a granny mixer. I tried it with a fork and it wasn't mixed too well. So a granny, you know, not the stand. You could use a stand mixer too, but the one grannies use to put the two things in and go.
That's the kind of mixer I use. Yeah. Thank you for calling me a granny. Appreciate that.
I don't know what else to call that mixer. So anyway, you use the granny mixer, blend it really well, put it in a regular bread pan, metal bread pan. Bake it for 30 to 35 minutes at 350. It was so good. It was fluffy and soft and tastes like strawberry ice cream. It was really good.
I first of all, if you went back to the soften the ice cream in the microwave, did it just turn into soup?
You don't get it to the soupy stage. You get it to the really soft stage. If you left it out, like put it in a bowl on the counter, you know, and came back 15 minutes later, you'd have the same effect. It just needs to be soft enough to mix into the flour. That's all.
So basically, it's just cream and eggs and sugar. And did you find ice cream that was not corn syrup ice cream, or did you find it with the eggs in it? Did you have to specifically shop for
No, I just got the cheapest strawberry ice cream I could find.
Oh my God! So corn syrup bread.
but that's it. And it was, I'm telling you, it was really good.
All right, I will try that, but I'm going to get some better ice cream.
Yeah, I mean, I think better ice cream would work better, to be honest, because we got the really cheap. It's the only strawberry ice cream I could find was the cheap house brand. Now, if you added real strawberries in, which I didn't have any of, I wanted to do that, it would be excellent, you know, with real strawberries in. But it wasn't. The other thing, we use gluten-free. Now, when using gluten-free flour, you use the same, a cup and a half of gluten-free flour, but you have to add 2 teaspoons of baking powder and a half teaspoon of salt because it's not self-rising flour. I'll put this recipe in the show notes, but it came out great. I can't wait to try it with, chocolate chip ice cream. Moose tracks. Oh, my God. Moose tracks would be amazing.
Can I just tell you how mad I am? Because I'm still doing my intermittent fasting, and I'm currently on, hour 12, and you're killing me right now.
And then we're going to talk about the restaurant you ate at last night. So there you go.
I know.
So anyway, there is a weird little reel I found, and we're going to make this all the time because gluten-free bread sucks. you know, and you, it's kind of hard.
Did you make it gluten-free?
Yeah, we did. Yeah, we used the gluten-free flour, and it, you know, it was great. So we're gonna try different ice creams and see what happens. Experiment. It's so easy to make. Some horses in tech news. New research indicates that horses are serving as a significant source of inspiration for the next generation of robots. Drawing parallels between equine-assisted programs, you know, therapy programs, and the development of therapeutic robots. We all know, you know, therapy with horses works really well for PTSD, trauma, and all that stuff. And, of course, you know, it really is successful because people have a way of dealing with horses, and horses have a way of dealing with people through body language, emotional energy. We all know that. This article suggests that robots, they're taking a look at that when they're trying to make robots for therapy for people to do the same thing. They're emulating key aspects of the equine interactions, particularly the interactions that, you know, when you're stressed, the horse is stressed, and that mirroring that stress and all of that stuff. They're trying to make the robots so that if you come into the situation stressed, the robot won't deal with you. Just like a horse won't deal
really,
with you.
This really, you know, having some sort of like animatronic creature that reads my physiology would really relax me. I'd be calm.
I know. So the concept aims to foster a more natural and beneficial interaction, allowing users to develop self-awareness and emotional regulation. Because if you come in all hyped up, the robot's basically just not going to deal with you. Just like a horse doesn't want to deal with you. Now, I would think that if I have a robot in my house and I'm mad and I'm trying to talk to the robot and the robot's not dealing with me, I'm unplugging the sucker. So,
oh my God, this sounds terrifying.
This is the last sentence. We must also consider the ethical implications of replacing sentient animals with machines. Yeah, no kidding. Could a robot ever offer the same therapeutic value as a living horse? And if so, how do we ensure these interactions remain ethical, effective, and emotionally authentic? How about have you take therapy with a horse?
So I'm thinking about it, like, you know, one of the most comforting things that I do is sitting down and having my 65-pound basset hound climb in my lap and I pet him and get hair all over me and stuff. It's like this great. I just love Homer. Like, we just snuggle together and he's just so great. And you want to replace
that's what
that
happens.
With a
hold
giant
it, stop.
Cold
that's what
metal?
Happens after 15 years of being married. Sorry,
I mean, my sweet husband laying his head down on the couch next to me, and
Homer.
It's Homer. Let's go with Homer for real.
Sorry.
Love you, baby. So Homer lays down on me, and then you want to replace him with some cold metal creaking robot that. No.
You know, give me my home. Not everybody has access to horses. So if you live in the middle of Japan in the city in Tokyo, you're not going to have access to a horse. So maybe it's interesting, though, that they're using horses and not dogs for this, which I thought was interesting about that article. But
did
I agree
you
with you.
Take a look at this quote horse. It does not look like a horse.
No.
Like
that's
a
different article. Wait till I get to that one. That's all something different.
So this is a giant horse looking thing.
No, that's the next article. So Kawasaki has unveiled Corello, an innovative robotic horse powered by hydrogen fuel cell and artificial intelligence. The four-legged robot is equipped with a 150 cubic centimeter hydrogen engine that emits only water, kind of like a horse. Although the horse emits more than that. Aligning with Japan's ambitious clean energy projects, it represents a significant advancement in sustainable robotics, showcasing the commitment to environmentally friendly technology. The robotic horse uses AI to navigate diverse terrains, providing a dynamic and responsive riding experience, and they actually have pictures of people riding it, that adapts to various environments. It's unique steering mechanism, and this is the one that's interesting, based on the rider's weight. So it's not like, you use your weight just like you do with the horse, offers intuitive control. So they see a broad range of applications for this, such as cargo transportation, assisting rescue operations, that kind of thing. Weight-based steering is meant to feel closer to horseback riding than operating a typical like motorcycle. It has bifurcated hooves, more like a cow, with rubber pads to help tackle bumpy roads and even rocky hills. And then you see the picture down below. How'd you like to see that thing coming at you in the trail?
Oh my God.
I'm going to put a picture of it in the show notes.
It yeah. looks like a robot dog that looks murderous.
Yeah, looks like it's going to kill you any minute. Now, it's going to be a while. They said it's not going to be find real world use before 2050. But it's AI that's the thing that's allowing it, because AI can look at terrain and go, okay, I need to do this, I need to do that. And they could never make it quite do this before without it actually thinking. So now there you go. But two stories about AI and tech and robots that involved horses.
I'm good. I'm good.
You're not going to get a Kawasaki robot?
No. Mm. No, I'm good. You know what? My husband has some sort of motorcycle robot thing, horse that he drives, so we're all good. We're full up here.
So let's mention, before we get to our guest, about your clinic again, because I noticed somebody post about doing clinics with Money Roberts.
Yeah. I am going to host the next clinic for the intro course for Money Roberts. It's really, really fun. It's 2 weeks long. The first couple people that call me that want to, I have a place to stay for the first three people that come, usually all women. And it's really, really fun intro course of horsemanship. It's like communication and join up and long lining and all the kind of fun things about getting horses started and communication. Half the day is in the classroom, and then the other half for the first week. And then the rest of it is all outside with the horses. I bring in a ton of horses for the clinic, really trained ones. We start some race horses together. It's a whole lot of fun and a lot of information coming at you. So it is going to be. Do I have the dates written down there? No, I don't. Let me see here. I am going to have everybody out to the farm in October. It'll be the 6th through the 17th. So it's 2 weeks long, and I've got a couple people signed up already. So please make sure, if you want to come and just email me and ask me questions.
Yeah, this is a small class. It's not a large class. So
yeah, there's like 4 to 5 people. Yeah. So it can, because it's so intensive. And I feel like if we get more than 6 people, then there's not too much watching, not enough doing. So there's a whole lot of doing we do. Trailer loading, leading, long lining, tacking, join up, and then like a couple hours of class in the morning on horse behavior and how they think and how they learn and where they develop. It's a whole encompassing thing. If you want to read about what we do in the introductory course, you can go to montyroberts.com and look up the introductory course, and it'll kind of give you a rundown of all the things that we do. And then come and take it. I've made lifetime friends out of people that have come to take the clinic. So,
and I know last year you guys were hanging around, had dinner together and made food, and it just sounded like the evenings were as much fun as the day. So
I know I hung out with them all in Kentucky. We all went back and met up in Kentucky and the ones that from last year have come back and visited, and it's just been great. So it, like I said, it's lifetime friends that you're going to make all while working horses together. And it's a whole lot of fun.
Sounds good. Well, let's hear from Kentucky Performance Products, and then we're going to come back with our next breed on our list.
This Nutritional Minute is brought to you by Kentucky Performance Products. Electrolytes. Who needs them? Your horse, that's who. Electrolytes perform critical functions within your horse's body. They help regulate nerve and muscle functions by carrying electrical impulses between cells. In addition, electrolytes assist the body in maintaining a healthy fluid balance by controlling your horse's desire to drink. When your horse loses significant amounts of electrolytes and fluids, problems such as dehydration, muscle cramping, fatigue, tying up, and colic may occur. Even in mild forms, these conditions can have a negative impact on your horse's ability to perform and recover after exercise. Horses that are ridden regularly or those that live in hot, humid climates may lose more electrolytes than their bodies are capable of replacing with a normal diet. In these instances, it is necessary to replenish lost electrolytes and keep your horse drinking. Summer Games Electrolyte replenishes the electrolytes and trace minerals lost when your horse sweats, and it stimulates the thirst response so your horse continues to drink and stay properly hydrated. Summer Games was developed for the 1996 Summer Olympics in Atlanta. Trust Summer Games Electrolyte to protect your horse when the going gets hot. To learn more, visit kppusa.com. Got questions about your feeding program? We can help. Email Karen at questions@kppusa.com or call us at 859-873-2974.
It's time for Breeds of the Alphabet. From Arabians to zebras, we take you on an adventure, highlighting a breed for every letter of the alphabet. Can we do it? Stay tuned in 2025 and find out.
Well, coming up, we are at the J's, and so we're going to be doing the Mammoth Jack today, and we have one of our favorite guests coming back, Dr. Amy McLean. Now, I had to catch up with her earlier in the morning. Jamie couldn't be there because Amy is at a horse show in California where she's showing her mule today, and she was on the phone, so you'll hear dogs barking and horses and that kind of thing. So, but we had a good connection, and she's always so much fun. I love talking to her, and we're going to find out about the Mammoth Jack. And we have Dr. Amy back with us. She's been on the show recently quite a bit, talking about mules and things, and she's going to help us with Mammoth Jacks today. But first, Dr. Amy, you're at a show with your mule.
I am. I am at Brookside, a beautiful equestrian center here in Northern California, at the Brookside Bonanza. It's a quarter horse, paint horse, and all breed show, and I'm competing with my mule in the all breed classes.
So what kind of things will you do with the mule?
Well, yesterday we did trail, reining, hunter in your saddle, equitation. Anyone has open all breed trail class. Anyone is reining class. So yeah. And then today, yeah, he's a good boy. Today we'll do showmanship and horsemanship, Western riding, and pleasure.
Are you the only mule competing?
I am the only mule competing amongst all the pretty horses.
I bet you get all the attention though, don't you?
We do get a lot of attention, and we set out this year to try to be mule ambassadors and just get more people exposed to mules. Our shows, sadly, have gotten a little bit smaller over the past few years, so maybe us being here will convince some horse people to come on over to the other side.
Well, I keep seeing you pop up in the media everywhere, so you're doing a good job of getting your name out there.
Well, thank you.
Well, I got to tell you, before we go on to Mammoth Jacks, what's the name of your mule that's competing?
His registered name is Greystone Silhouette, and his barn name is Big Star Sarge. Oh. We added the Big Star because he's just been a good boy and pretty successful. And a little fun fact, I wrote a kid's book about him and my Jack Russell, who thinks one day Sarge is going to play ball with him. He throws his ball at him constantly. And so we just sent that to be published yesterday. So I'm so excited about that.
Well, let me know when it comes out, okay?
Okay, I will do that.
So do you, I got to ask you this. Do all the people in quarter horses get really mad when you win the class?
A lot of them cheer me on.
Okay.
There's a few that I've never had a conversation to my face.
Yeah.
There's a few that have never spoken to me, and I, you know, they probably don't approve. That's okay.
That's funny. All right, let's talk about Mammoth Jacks. What's the difference between a Mammoth Jack and a mule?
Yeah, that's a great question. So a Mammoth Jack is a male donkey. And mammoth refers to the height. So in a lot of countries, there's breeds associated, just like horses, to the region or the area, the state, the province. But when donkeys were first imported to the U.S. by George Washington, he was given donkeys from Spain. He was given a Zamora donkey, which is a breed if you're looking for a Z. But you probably feel that with zebras. But he was given a Zamora donkey and then a Maltese donkey from Malta. And then he started a mule breeding program because the mule's dad is a jack and the mare is the mom. And you can reverse that too. But so mammoth really refers to the height. And when we started importing breeds of donkeys from Europe, then they somewhat lost the breed identity of the breeds they originated from in Europe, and they wanted to breed the biggest, the strongest jacks specifically, so they could produce very big, strong work mules.
Is there a height, you know, kind of, it has to be 16 hands or something to make it a mammoth?
Well, some of the jacks were originally around 16 hands, and occasionally you'll still see some that big, but the height requirement was 14.2 hands and higher. And the original American mammoth jack stock registry, which was started in the mid-1800s, would only register jacks that were black in color with what we call white points. So they have white around their muzzle, white around the eyes and their belly. And they excluded other colors. And a lot of donkeys are dark in color, but one of my favorite breeds that starts with an A is the Andalusian donkey. And they are gray in color. So they were not allowed to be registered. And it was really segregation from very early on. And Andalusian donkeys make actually really nice, tall, athletic work mules, or mules in general. My mule's dad is of Andalusian descent.
So I see the term mammoth donkey sometimes too. That's the same thing then?
That's the same thing, okay. Yes. So if you say mammoth donkey, then you're including both the jenny, the female donkey, and the jack. And the height requirements is 13.2 hands and taller on the jenny side. They're allowed to be smaller.
And obviously size is a visual difference. Is there much other difference between donkey, you know, a smaller donkey and then the mammoth donkey? Or are they just the same and it's a size thing?
Well, when we are referring to the breeds here in the U.S., we have small standards, large standards, mammoths, and miniatures. And all of that is based on the size, the height, and some to do with the bone circumference. Sadly, in my opinion, they've lost some of the breed identity, but you can still see it in some of the mammoths or some of the small standards. You can see like really long necks or certain curvatures to the ears. You can see some of the phenotypic characteristics that trace back to their original breed from Europe or Asia, wherever they're originally from.
And I assume, you know, because they're donkeys, that they were breeding them larger for, you know, most donkeys we think about are used for packing and, you know, helping with that kind of thing. That's why I assume it was done.
Yes, that was the idea was, and again, the size of the donkey also related to where in the world they were from. So island donkeys, much smaller, just like we see a lot of ponies or smaller breeds of horses from islands. Mountainous areas, not quite as tall. So, and a lot of that did have to do with the purpose too. And they would select them certain heights, depending on if they were packing. You don't want an animal too big to pack because you've got to pick up the load and put it on their back.
You got to put 100 pounds on their back somehow.
Exactly. Yeah. But the really big, large mules, they liked for agriculture purposes, pulling plows, because it's really hard to get into the ground. That takes a lot of strength. So they were trying to make a hybrid of big draft working animals, really.
Mm. And I assume they're as sure-footed and steady as the others?
Yes. Oh, most definitely.
So are there a lot around?
The mammoth donkey, along with most of the breeds of donkeys, and there's close to 200 breeds of donkeys, are considered endangered. So that means there's 500 or less. Sadly, there's been lots of different people involved in trying to register the American mammoth jack stock. In terms of the registry, it's changed hands. There's also two other national associations. But we've really lost a lot of the paperwork on the lineage of mammoth jacks and jennies. I can look at some of the pedigree and I'll recognize older lines. It's changed hands a lot. So we don't have probably an accurate number on how many mammoth donkeys are truly left. The Livestock Conservancy has worked on trying to preserve the breed. They may have a better understanding, but people that own donkeys and mules are pretty unique because the animals themselves are unique. And even in the States, compared to other places around the world, they're found in really remote areas that are a little bit harder to access. So I always kind of questioning survey work. It's the best that we have to offer, but are we reaching some of those people in more remote rural areas that maybe didn't have access to that survey? Some of your bigger breeders were originally located in Tennessee, Kentucky, Missouri, and sadly, a lot of these breeders have aged out more or less, or sadly are no longer with us. And so I'm not sure what's happened to some of that jack stock in the genetics.
Are we the only country that has a registry for them?
For the mammoths, because it's an American breed. It's like a composite breed. We took all the other breeds that were being imported or brought here, you know, in the start of our country, and bred them together just to make this huge donkey.
Got it. Yeah, I was wondering, because I don't remember seeing it referenced anywhere else.
No.
So who should own one?
Oh, that's a good
question. We asked you that same thing about mules when you were on last.
Yeah, and I'm laughing because jacks, they're like gentle giants, but they also are known to be very aggressive, and that's their natural behavior in a wild setting.
I'm going to say I do not need to own one then.
No, they're very strong. They're very challenging to work with when it's not their idea or they're opposed to doing something. And also the level of aggression can be alarming if you don't know how to interact with that, especially during breeding. So donkeys and general jacks either want to breed everything in front of them, or they're very shy and they're very timid. But even the shy and timid jacks can be sometimes the most dangerous because you don't know at what point their behavior may switch. And again, we think that goes back to their natural behavior of protecting a territory. But they're very, very strong animals, and again, very smart. So I would say a very seasoned, experienced equine person that has a love for donkeys and unique things and is very patient and also willing to be humbled.
And like other donkeys, I assume you don't want to have one by himself, or is it they better in packs? Or
yeah, that's a great question. A lot of the, would say, old timers used to keep jacks together, but most of them sadly are kept in solitude. But they're very social animals, so you can put a gelding with them, or a gelding little smaller donkey. They really should have some socialization. There's still some breeders that breed by live cover, and they might run a jack with their jennies or even a jack with mares. But that can be dangerous because a jack can get, you know, hurt, kicked, things like that. But I think socialization is really important for them. They can have at least a friend they can see, they can interact with. I think that helps a lot.
So I would say start with jennies. And work your way up to a jack.
Yes, jennies or geldings are great. Mammoth donkey geldings are wonderful creatures.
Are they? Oh, so their aggression subsides?
Yes, because you remove the testosterone.
Yeah, I didn't know if that was true of donkeys as well. Uh-oh, who's attacking who?
The Jack Russell is on watch.
Oh, on patrol at the horse show?
Yes, yes. He is on patrol.
Quarter horse went by.
He didn't approve.
That's funny. Well, this has been fascinating. It's always fun to talk to you. I know that you're also speaking. One of our partners that we do a show with is American Horse Council, and you're speaking at their conference this year as well.
I am. I'm looking forward to that. It's going to be so exciting to get to come to DC and interact with all the other equine organizations.
Well, I'm glad you're going to be there representing. I think this is important, and it's an important part. You know, it's funny. We talked about it before. In our neighborhood, we have so many donkeys. I mean, there's just because we live in an equestrian neighborhood, and there's just donkeys everywhere.
That's wonderful.
Yeah. So I haven't seen any mammoth donkeys yet. So I'll keep an eye out for that. But good luck in your show today. Have fun.
Thank you so much. And thanks for the opportunity for me to talk about donkeys. Always love that.
I know there's a website, AmericanJackStock.org. That's the registry. Where else could people learn more?
We have some great informational articles on the American Mule Association website about donkeys and mules in general. There's some about the American Mammoth Jack there. The Livestock Conservancy also has some good information. They're based out of North Carolina. And then the North American Saddle, Mule, and Donkey Registry also has some information on their website. But it's somewhat sparse. So it's here and there. And also, anything you do read on the internet, you know, just be aware of the source.
Got it. All right, Dr. Amy, we appreciate it. Have fun today in California.
Thank you so much. I look forward to seeing you in a few weeks.
As horse owners, we have an unlimited supply of love for our animals, but we tend to underestimate the cost of their care. Routine and unexpected expenses can quickly add up, making it hard to keep pace. Wouldn't it feel great to always be prepared with a budget-friendly way to manage these costs? The Care Credit Health and Animal Care Credit Card can give you that financial peace of mind. With flexible financing from Care Credit, you get the care your horse needs and then pay over time in easy monthly payments. You can use Care Credit at the more than 25,000 veterinary hospitals that accept the card and use it to pay for everything from diagnostics and surgery to wellness exams and routine care. Care Credit, it's your card for a lifetime of care, subject to credit approval. To learn more and apply, visit carecredit.com/horses.
If you ain't met one by now, you're bound to sooner or later. He says one thing and he means another, but hey, he can't help it. He's a horse trader. Horse trading. Well, it's a laissez-faire, let the buyer beware. Horse trading, they tell a low-down lie with a sincere stare. Horse trading, well, if they're talking in circles and the deal ain't square, he's a master in the fine art of persuading. Horse trading.
That's right. It's that time of the week when we do some really bad ads. Listeners submit ads from Craigslist or Facebook, and we just have a little bit of fun with them, and we give away prizes. We're going to do that today. The following products are provided by HorseLovers.com, home to over 120,000 products for your barn, horse, and you. Check them out at HorseLoversWithAZ.com. You want to give away some prizes?
I absolutely do. It's my favorite part of the day.
I know. We make people happy. Fitz Thermamax 2 Tech Tread Full Seat Breeches, which we had a listener review last week on the show. Experience the ultimate comfort and performance in the saddle with the Fitz Thermamax Tech Tread Full Seat Breeches. Now, probably you won't be using these until next year because they have a cozy fleece lining. But when fall comes around and you start getting chilly again, you'll be able to use them. All right, Jamie, I'm going to have you pick. This is everybody now that's submitted ads for the last month, and if you've submitted a voice ad, you get two entries. And a voice ad, there was one person, remember, submitted a voice ad with an accent. They got three. So we're going to pick between 1 and 186.
Okay, let's go 186.
All right, I got a pretty good spreadsheet up here. Aaron Grogan. Congratulations, Aaron. Woo-hoo! You win the breeches. I hope she lives in a cold place. Next up is the Fitz Denim Full Seat Breeches. That's combining the classic look of favorite jeans with the functionality you'll need for riding. These breeches are crafted from comfortable stretch denim fabric that moves with you. Who doesn't want a pair of riding jeans, basically? So that's what you got here. And these are $112 value, so we're up to over $200 so far. And we're going to still have you pick between 1 and 186.
Let's go with number two.
Number two is Charity Dorn. Congratulations, Charity. Woo! We hope you enjoy those jeans. Let's see here. Oh, next up, we have two winners. We'll each get three 45-ounce bags of Stud Muffins, including the original Stud Muffin Slims, and Stud Muffins Peppermint. And you all know Stud Muffins are some of our favorite treats, and they are definitely Scooter's favorite treats. But he's now on Stud Muffin Slims because he's on a restriction diet. So.
Gotcha. We're going to go with number 9 and 10.
Amanda Young, congratulations. Your horses are going to be very happy. And Debbie Love, your horses are also going to be very happy. And of course, you can find Stud Muffins at studmuffinstreats.com or any store. They have them almost everywhere. I remember when Stud Muffins came out, we were one of the first people to carry them when we had our store back in the day. And we used to, she used to give us sample packs of two. And every order, we'd put two Stud Muffins in that we shipped out. So I remember that well. All right, let's do some really bad ads. And fortunately, Nicole sent one in. We don't have to work as hard today. All right, go, Nicole.
This really bad ad comes from the Facebook group Southern Indiana and Northern Kentucky Horse and Tech. Northern is spelled with two R's, if that gives you any hint into what you're about to hear. The title of the ad is simply, "No, this horse is for $3,500 in Clay City, Indiana." Okay, here we go. Great horse not met, MET for kids, has a lot of fire underneath of him. If you want to go, he will go. We'll trade for two old broke kid horse. They can ride round the yard back forth. F-O-U-R-T-H, down road. Oakley great, he has been all over him for myself and my buddy, and he will cowboy cut on a dime and flat flies if you want him to. Located in Clay City, Indiana. And the video they have included is a gentleman riding a horse out in the middle of a cornfield, just quite appropriate to Indiana. And then a couple pictures of a horse who's grazing on the lead line. All right, there you go.
All right.
I love that Cole started out without an accent and ended up with one by the time she was done with the end.
She didn't mean to. It just came out.
So that counts. You get two entries. That was funny. I understood none of that, to be honest. I don't know what happened there. Sandra sent this one in. This is in Ohio. We're sticking with the Midwest up there. It's killing me, but I am looking to part with my gelding. He needs an advanced beginner ad. I have only been on him a handful of times in the 3 years that I have had him. I need knee surgery. He is a little over 15 hands, I believe. Stands for the farrier and get tacked and groomed. Loaded okay with some persuasion. 3,000 carats. Wow. He's a little skinny, looks like in this picture too. But why do... we've had this before. Why do you put your health history in the ad when you're selling your horse? Because that makes me think you hurt your knee because of the horse is what that makes me think. So do not do that. That's not a good look for selling a horse. And we're sorry about your knee.
We're sorry your horse hurt your knee.
Yes, yes. Now I can go hurt somebody else's knee.
Oh boy. Oh God! This
she needs the $3,000 to pay for the medical bills.
I know, so, right? Yeah. Let's see here. Okay, this comes from Carrie, and this is Quality Horses Facebook page: South Carolina, North Carolina, Georgia, and Virginia. Oh no! Okay, here it goes.
First of all, before you start, did you see the picture down below?
No. What the hell am I looking at?
I don't know.
It's a picture of a sideways and a horse with its head down below its knees, potentially bucking, but you can only see the head and front legs, and it is sideways at the very bottom corner of the picture. And that's
you don't see any of the rider. I don't even know if there is a rider.
And then there's another one that's a video, and all it is a still of the video, and it is the horse very blurry in the rain with its ears flat back and pinned with the rider on it. Well, then this ad makes more sense. Lady pissed me off. Give me $4,500 for him, 7-year-old Appy Gelding. Oh,
wait a minute. Is the horse's name Lady?
I don't know.
It's because it's Appy Gelding, or is the lady that owned the horse Lady? I don't know.
I don't know.
I don't know who pissed him off.
You know what? This just looks like a trouble I don't need to get into.
Yeah.
Nobody should. Like, is she even selling her own horse? Hold on. Let's read the ad. Okay. Lady pissed me off. Give me $4,500 for him, 7-year-old Appy Gelding. Needs someone who's dominant. He's safe. Could put a post in the ground right after he's done spinning.
What?
Really don't want to sell, but he's my personal horse and just want to give a taste of what I can offer.
What?
Stands 14.3 HH, will turn on a dime. By the way, all of these are space-based period. Space-based. Yeah. Free to show anytime, can deliver anywhere in the U.S. Talk about sex in a saddle. What?
Well, listen, look at the name of the stables. That says it all.
The name of the stables is, you can find this horse at Bad Boys Stables in Atlanta, Georgia. Of course you can.
Aren't you proud of your home state right
But
now?
I don't even understand what is happening in this ad.
The horse spins. I do know that.
You can put a post in the ground once he's done spinning.
Yeah. Now, they didn't say he was voluntarily spinning.
Yeah.
You know,
when he spins and spooks hell, you put a post in the ground.
I think this horse is just really pissed his name is Lady. That's what I think.
But, or did somebody, some lady make this seller mad? And what's with the whole sex in a saddle thing?
I don't know. I thought you would understand it. You're from Georgia. I thought you'd get
No, I don't understand that. I'm sorry. I don't speak super redneck, okay?
Only a little redneck.
Only a little.
Amanda sent this one in. This is at the DeKalb Humane Society. Where's DeKalb?
Okay,
Indiana.
And Katie. Katie sent this one in, too. Oh, okay. And that's DeKalb.
Is it?
And there is a DeKalb in Atlanta, so we'll see.
I think this is... I don't know where this is. Just try not to fall in love. We dare you. This is Sewer Rat. He's a kitten, allegedly. Ugh. He currently looks like he's crawled out of the haunted crawl space. But one day, with enough time, love, and prescription shampoo, he's going to be, well, still weird-looking, but a charming, I-survived kind of way. Sewer Rat is currently in foster care, which sounds cute until you realize what that really means for us. We're paying for his meds, we're paying for his follow-ups, we're checking in on his progress daily, we're holding space, time, and supplies that could go to another cat, we're dreaming about disinfectant constantly. We know Sewer Rat isn't everybody's type. He's patchy, he's fungal, he's got that I-just-woke-up-in-a-ditch energy. But he's also healing, sweet, playful, and so much closer to being okay. So adopt the one with the medical chart. Adopt the half-cooked goblin. Adopt Sewer Rat. Look at the picture of that
cat. It does look like a sewer rat.
It does.
Like,
we had a cat that looked just like this, only not quite as ugly, and it never got any better.
Are you serious?
No, it never
It looks
better.
Like Gollum in cat form.
I wasn't sure it was a cat. At first, I thought maybe it was a groundhog or something. I don't know. It's just the weirdest looking cat.
Yeah. Oh. So it's like gray and white, but with patchy hair and like, have you seen my dog Winx? Those are her ears. Like they're just ginormous, upright. Oh,
and
bless
the hair
it.
Is kind of look brittle and, oh God. You have to.
I don't even like cats and I want this cat.
You have the big heart to take this one in.
I want the kitty.
You know, I think the theme today is special. Special animals. They're all special.
Oh, bless it. Oh, bless it.
Janelle sent the next one. Okay, look at the first picture, okay? And just describe the first picture for me.
Okay, so it's like a rounded two-front horse trailer with the window, but it's parked like in some trees. So the first picture, you can only really see the front.
Okay, I'll read it
now. It looks like there's like a thing. Okay.
Let me read it now. You only see the very front of the trailer.
Yes.
$600 damaged horse trailer. 1985. Marked used fair, but is very damaged. Please look at all the photos. I don't know if there are tires or if the tires are any good. Hitch looks okay, but selling as is where is, so the buyer should plan accordingly. Now keep in mind, they want $600. Now look down at the picture and describe the next picture.
Oh my God. Okay, you guys, that cute little round front little two-horse trailer from 1985 it looks like an overpass collapsed on it.
I think it was probably a massive tree that collapsed on it. It's kind of tree shaped.
Oh, please tell me there wasn't horses in there.
So the entire back of the trailer is smashed by a huge, probably oak tree, it looks like. It's just crushed to the floor. The only part that's whole is the very front. They want $600.
And they want $600?
And the tires probably are flat because they got crushed too.
Literally, it looks like Tony Stark took his like laser and just sliced through it.
Okay, this is the worst ad we've ever had. I might actually post this one on the show on Horses in the Morning's Facebook page because
please do.
Nobody's going to want to buy it.
But if they do, I really want to talk to that person. So you should completely post it.
The entire back of it smashed. That's a big tree.
Oh, man, that's amazing. Okay, well,
it's
cool.
It's special, too.
It's very, bless it. Bless it. Now, this next one is from All Things Horses Northwest Arkansas region. Now, I am sorry. I cannot do a Northwest Arkansas accent, y'all, because there is something real special about how those people talk. So I'm just going to have to go with what I know, which is just country. All things horses, Northwest Arkansas region. Harley is a four-year-old AQHA Philly Green Broke. Oh, God, there's no punctuation. Hold on.
They don't use punctuation in Arkansas. Remember?
Northwest Arkansas ain't got no punctuation.
No, there's no punctuation there.
Harley is a four-year-old AQHA Philly Green Broke, rides around decent, never given any fits, been on a trails ride, has a lazy lip. We've been riding her in a loping hack, and she do fine, eats good, drink good, act normal. Papare are in the mail to me, so for that, I'm selling as grade, but as soon as they come in, we'll be mailed to you.
Yeah, sure, look for that.
Here come the papers.
Yeah. Yeah, you can sit by your mailbox every day waiting for those to show up.
Can I also point out that this four-year-old Greenbroke filly is one of the pictures is of her tied in the trailer, and I am pretty sure that she's going to fall through the wood paneling on the bottom of it. They need to consider worm flooring.
Yeah, that's one of our really bad ad trailers right there.
She's in the last ad.
Lindsay sent the next one in. Does the idea of answering 765 of the same 10 questions give you an eye twitch? Does Fluffy seem adverse to jumping the sticks easily? Are you finding yourself with too many plans on the calendar and watching as Chunky Pony packs on a few pounds? Are you feeling a little stuck in your own competition plans and looking to jazz up your summer? Is this a personal ad? Want to watch your precious Petunia win pretty 50-cent ribbons while you cheer from the air conditioning with a margarita? Welcome to two available training and or sales slots we have available. For more than a couple of coffees a day, your fluffy friend can live the life of luxury this summer while earning their beach body or covering your vacation. Picture of one of our current residents who's looking to find his next vacation partner. What the hell?
I have no idea what the hell you just read.
You think that was written by AI? Do you think they just plugged that in and that's what came out?
I don't understand. Are they selling horses? Are they training horses? Are they leasing horses? Are they letting people buy ownership?
They have a nice property.
I don't know what the heck I just read.
I have no idea.
Yeah, who sent this one in? Lindsay, I need you to do some snooping and figure out what the heck I just read.
Oh, you think you're confused about that one. Wait till you read the next one.
Oh, no. Aaron sent this one in from Everything Horse Vermont. Okay, here we go. Waffle time, $40 a spot, 100 spots. Here's how it works. Comment a spot. First come, first serve. Once spots are filled, everyone pays, and I make a video of me pulling a number. Winner is responsible for picking her up. The waffle is for a beautiful grade mare. Oh, my God. Did they mean raffle?
Yes. Jennifer had this. I had to ask Jennifer. I said, what the hell are they talking about? She said they meant to raffle, but you can't use raffle in a Facebook ad.
What? But I was like, they put it in a couple times. Okay. The waffle is for a beautiful grade mare. Meet Tilly. She gets a bit nervous and has some trust issues, but with time and patience, she has the potential to become an amazing horse. You just have to train her patience with that. She's perfect for someone who can invest the time to build a strong bond with her. God, I'm so tired of this garbage. If you have the dedication and care and money, she will make a wonderful companion. Tilly is 10 years old.
So
hold on. So they're raffling off a horse that nobody, a grade mare that's 10 years old, that's untrained for $4,000. Where do I sign?
$40 for 100 spots. And by the way, what is the reason that Facebook does not allow these private raffles? Because they're scams.
I don't know. Oh, okay. Yeah.
Yeah.
Cool.
I mean, you don't know. She could have picked her friend out of there and send the friend the horse, and she keeps the horse and has $4,000.
comment a spot first come. I don't get it.
I don't get it either.
Waffle time. The waffle is for a beautiful grade mare. Oh my God. That is a, yeah, don't do that. Nobody do that. Don't do that. That don't do that.
No. Kaylin sent this one. Chaos, just turned 5. POA, stallion, 12 hands. 12 hands. Not broke. Easy to catch, leads in anything. Well, usually it's a halter. I was told he was gated, but I think he's got soundness issues. Priced accordingly. I could be wrong, and my loss is your gain. Probably not. 800 carats. If he is here when Memorial Day rolls around, he'll be a gelding with a bigger price tag.
He should be a gelding yesterday.
Yesterday. With a smaller price tag because he's lame. I could be wrong, but my loss is your gain. No.
I was told he's gated. I mean, not to be whatever, but like POAs aren't gated. They're ponies. They're just little appy ponies.
Yeah.
Wow.
What cool. A batch of ads today. JMO sent this one. Let's let her finish it out.
Hey, this is JMO in New Hampshire, and This ad is from somewhere. I have no idea where, actually. But it reads, okay, trying to find this guy a new rider again. He's 14.3, but could be 14.2 if you're clever. He was a trail horse until 6 months ago, a.k.a. not completely broke, but does not spook. He'll jump anything with lead changes, but doesn't know why. He's about 9 years old. No papers. He could do lessons, trail riding, local shows, eventing, or low-level jumpers, or parades, or camp, or endurance. Not pony hunters. He's cute, but this picture is kind of false advertising. $12,000.
$12,000. Oh. I mean, when it says he could do all those things, does that mean you train him to do all those things?
No, that means nobody's trained him, but he could.
Oh!
He could, just like I could run a marathon someday. I could.
I very potentially could. Like people would always say, hey, do you think that that someday if you like got in the airplane with Chad, he could just take off the F-16 and take you up there? And I was like, well, I've talked to Chad about that. And he says you can do anything once.
He could.
He could. He could do it once.
Well, that's it. Thanks. That was a bad batch of ads. You guys knew your assignment this week.
Couldn't get sweet any worse. Little baby angels. Oh, my God. Oh, what a deal. I really want to spend $40 on a horse that I don't want ever.
You know, the only thing you did want in this entire batch was the really ugliest kitten in the world.
Oh, that's my God, that's true. That's and I don't even thing. Like cats. No. I need that kitten.
That was one ugly cat. All right, thanks, everybody, for joining us today. We appreciate it. Have a terrific weekend. I hope the weather's good for you and a little less stormy all over the country. And you have fun with Anna's parents this weekend, meeting them for the first time. And congratulations to Anna. Tell her that we're all very proud of her, okay?
I will.
Yep. And tell her it really sucks she has to do it over. We're all voting that she gets 2 grades over there for this one, and she doesn't have to do any more. She can just graduate.
Sounds good to me. I will let her know.
And happy birthday to the little one, or not little one. The not little one anymore.
He's, by the way, it's hard for me to admit he's taller than me now.
Is he?
Yes. Oh, yes.
You have to look up to your son, your baby.
What he likes to do is he likes to hug me and put his arms over, like the over the shoulder hug. And I'm like, get away from me.
That's funny. All right. Hang on, auditors. We're going to chat a little bit in the post show.